We're here with Cade Minchie, the Utah Legislative Auditor General, Darren Underwood, Deputy Auditor General, and Ben Byes, the Audit Manager here with the Utah Auditor General's Office, to discuss the upcoming Audit Subcommittee meeting on Monday, October 18th. During the meeting, the Auditor's Office will present to the legislature the findings of several newly completed audits. These findings will help policymakers make better informed decisions and determine which policies the legislature should pursue in order to more effectively manage the state. Cade, Darren, Ben, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Edward. We love being here with you.
Thank you. Okay, so Cade, why don't you go ahead and take a minute to tell us about the upcoming audit meeting. What all will you be presenting to the committee members at that time?
So in this meeting, we'll have two audits coming out, both of which have a lot of interest in them. So the first one will be an audit of the Department of Health. This one has been a little bit unique for us because we're auditing the culture of the Department of Health. I say unique in that we typically don't audit culture. We have done that in the past. But when you audit culture, you go through a lot of different audit steps and processes and procedures. So this is going to be a real interesting one. I think people are going to want to tune into and listen to. I'll let Ben go through and talk about kind of what we found with all that. Just as a little bit of a teaser, one thing we found is that the Department of Health has a lot of positive things with their culture, actually. But they have some things they can improve on as well. And one of those is as they work with the legislature itself and with policymakers. And so Ben will highlight that, but that was something we found. And we think it's a recommendations there will really move that forward in a positive way, that relationship. The other audit that we're going to release is an audit on performance metrics in social service agencies and the appropriations subcommittee that reports that agency. So that's three agencies right now. You have the Department of Health, Department of Human Services. Now they're combining, as you know, into one agency, but right now they're separate. And then the Department of Workforce Services. The other thing about this audit that makes it really neat and well-timed is there's a lot of energy and passion right now, I believe, around performance metrics in the state. And a lot of that is because of a bill that was passed last session, House Bill 326, Representative Ballard was the sponsor, that is setting up a whole new system of performance management in the state. And the neat thing about that is we were written into that bill to come and provide some accountability or assurance that what the metrics that agencies say they're going to do are actually being achieved. And so there's going to be a lot of work going on into that in the next year, two, three, four, five, and into the future. And so this audit sets some of that framework, sets a foundation for that work, and it really helps provide what we think is going to be some great best practices moving forward with that. So those are the two audits, Edward, and I can turn the time over to Ben, if you'd like, to go through the first one.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Ben, you wanted to go ahead and tell us what exactly are we going to be seeing here in this first audit.
Thank you. So this audit of the Department of Health, as Cade said, was an interesting one in that we looked at the culture of the department. One of the things that was noteworthy to us was that the Department of Health gets 71% of their budget from the federal government. So that's led to a situation where you have a group of Department of Health employees who are very dedicated to their jobs and are very committed to the department. They've really created strong ties with the federal government. And what we see as an opportunity is for executive management of the department to help strengthen the ties with the legislature and really focus on state needs and state priorities and ensure those are being met first and foremost. The other thing that we notice at the department is that executive management could do more in fostering a culture of innovation. We recommend that they create an innovation center in the department that will help foster new ideas and bring some of these to the forefront of the department. The other thing that we looked at in this audit was some of their grant management processes. So this 71% of their budget that's coming from the federal government, much of it comes in the form of grants. What we found the department needs to do is really focus on being strategic in how they're applying for these grants. There's lots of them out there. And what we don't want is for the department just to be grabbing any grant that they see as available. We want them to really think about what needs need to be addressed in the state and be strategic in how they are going after those grants and what grants they're going after. We also looked at how they're working with local health departments in the pursuit of these grants. And we feel like a stronger state and local partnership is needed really to enhance public health. Again, there's a lot of grants that they're going after, and the collaboration between the state health department and the local health departments could be improved to ensure that, again, those needs are being met on a local level.
So now that we have these findings from these audits, what exactly does that look like once it makes it downstream to the legislature? Are those specific policies or bills that are going to be run in this upcoming session? Or what do we do with this information now that we have it?
Yeah, what we'd like to see is the Department of Health, because they are the state leaders in healthcare and new ideas that could come forward, we'd like to see them work collaboratively with the governor's office and with the legislature on bringing some of these ideas to the forefront. There's lots of innovation occurring in the healthcare industry. We really want to see these experts in health that are at the Department of Health bringing these ideas to the legislature, using them to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the department.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Darren, you want to go ahead and just tell us this second audit that we're going to be hearing. What exactly is it that we will be learning as part of this presentation, and what can we do with this new information that we are gathering?
Sounds great, Edward. Let me just remind you, this second audit is a performance audit of social services agencies' performance measures. And as Cade mentioned, we had a request from a member of that appropriations subcommittee to look at the quality of the measures and, you know, how many do we have? Are we sufficient? And those sorts of things. And the timing was great with the passage of HB 326, because this allows us to really dig in and look at the quality of those measures. We really had three key takeaways. First of all, when we looked at the measures themselves, we found that about a third either always met targets or never met targets. Now, you know, targets is just one aspect of performance measures, but we thought this is really telling for three different agencies to have a third of the measures with that issue. So we started thinking, what are some things we could do to improve the quality of measures, make them based on improving performance and programs? So one area we looked at that we gave as a recommendation is a lot of the measures are in the base budget, and they line up with a line item. But what we found in two of the three agencies is that there were major line items that didn't have sufficient measures at all. So it leaves a lot of programs and a lot of dollars sort of unaccountable. Second, because this is an appropriations subcommittee, we thought, you know, you really need measures that show fiscal impact. And I'll give you an example. If you have the Office of Recovery Services, if they're looking just at the dollars they collect, we hope that they will continually collect more delinquent dollars for the state. But if you overlay a metric that shows a greater fiscal impact, you could consider the staffing it takes to do that. And if it costs more to bring in more dollars, that's actually a better piece of information for the legislature to know. And then finally, there are some other key areas to look. We mentioned targets, having stretch goals, but also what are the specific plans that the agency has to bring about improvements? Are we dialoguing that enough? Like, do we have a narrative for that? And then are there external factors that would, you know, impact a measure? For example, you know, smoking is down nationwide. But if the Department of Health has a measure that shows, you know, smoking is down in Utah, we should ask ourselves, you know, is the Department of Health having an impact on that? Or do we need to talk more about the external factors? So to answer the same question you had to Ben, we want these agencies to improve their measures, but also this group that's formed through HB 326, the fiscal analyst and GOPB, to take what we're recommending and you know, let's have an improved package going forward.
Okay. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that summary.
You're welcome.
The Legislative Audit Subcommittee will meet on Monday, October 18th at 4 p.m. to present the full findings of these audits to the legislature. Cade, how can the public get involved in this process?
Great question, and something that we really want and encourage and hope that they can. The first way they can do that is by going to olag.utah.gov. That's olag.utah.gov. That website has been built for policymakers and for the public to engage in the audits. The audits are lengthy. There's a lot of information in them. Of course, we love reading every page. I'm not sure if everybody else does or not. So we have created some other avenues for the public to engage in the audits that are shorter. If another public was interested in some of the information that was just given by Ben or Darren, they can go to that website, and we have a 30-second version of the audit you can read. Fast facts, real quick. You can get the highlights of what was said. There's also an audit summary, which is 2 pages. You can get a little bit more information. We will put our presentation up there as well after it's presented on October 18th, and of course, the full report there. There's also a lot of involvement that the legislature does with these audits. So the audit process is that after the audit subcommittee hears these audits, they will refer them to other committees for study and review. And so in this case, we're going back to back to back. So Monday was presented to the audit subcommittee. Tuesday, these audits will be heard in the appropriations subcommittee, social services appropriations subcommittee. That meeting is being held in Logan. So if you're up there in Cache Valley, you want to stop by, go to the legislature's website, and you can tune in. They give you the information, and you can go in person. If you want to tune in, of course, there's that options to listen in over the le.utah.gov. And then on Wednesday, the Health and Human Services Interim Committee is hearing these reports. So lots of ways to get involved. We're happy to also field any questions the public may have. You can call our office. And we're always happy to talk about the audits that we do.
Thanks, Gade. And thank you to the work that your office does in particular. We often talk in the legislature about having data-driven policy solutions and really trying to find out accurate information in order to let that information drive the policies that we implement. And that's exactly what you guys do in the auditor's office. So we appreciate all of that information that you're able to give us. And so thank you so much to all of you for taking the time.
Okay, we'll see you back in November and December. We have audit subcommittees in those 2 months as well.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, we'll see you then.
Bye.